Is that another box?
Does this ever stop?
It's either me or the toys, or the toys, or the toys, or the toys, or the toys.
Welcome to the My Wife Is Going to Kill Me podcast.
The podcast where me and my friends talk about the number one thing that makes our wives want to kill us.
Toy collecting!
Transform!
M-W-I-G-T-K-M, my wife is going to kill me.
Me, Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Oh, wow, you are dumb.
All right, man's man, we'll see you on the flip-flop.
I tend to lash out to protect my loved ones.
Travis. At least he's just giving it the old whoppity-dop-dop.
It just keeps growing.
Man, it's good stuff.
Oh, shoot.
Jeremy. Don't encourage him.
I hope the cat pisses on you.
You're reading again, aren't you?
I like everything, so just tell me stuff.
Steve.
I'm being misrepresented here. You got no power over me, you harpy.
Did you put a period at the end of that?
Is going to kill me.
M-W-I-G-T-K-M, my wife
is going to kill me.
Let the good times roll.
Welcome everybody to episode 299.3 of The Road to Legion's Con. Now let me tell you, we have been starting down this journey to Legion's Con, and since we recorded the original 299, and now we're in our third installment along the way, the progress that has been made towards doing something special for episode 300 is zero.
Yeah. I'm like, so what's our plan again?
None.
Okay.
I think that next week's show will be 299.35. Because we're going to need some more episodes.
Why do we even care about 300?
I don't know. I don't fucking know.
I care about 300. I'm the only one that cares about 300.
I want to care, but there's nothing to care about.
He's the only one that cares about...
We have nothing to look forward to.
He's the only one that cares about 300, but he's one of four people who have done nothing to make it happen.
He does have good ideas.
I've asked for dates on four different occasions.
You have tried. You have made some attempts.
Yep, I've given two different venues. I've gotten pricing for both. I've gotten the bartenders. I've gotten the food.
What's the problem?
I've laid it all out.
You are the problem. Why am I the problem? What did I do?
You didn't fucking answer the questions. We need to figure out a goddamn date.
You guys set this shit up. I'm the talent.
There's one person that needs to be there for 300, and it's fucking Maverick. So we just got to pick a date that works for his schedule and be done with it.
Do you think Hulk Hogan was worried about all the nitty-gritty that goes on with putting on a wrestling performance? He's like, no, I just show up and rock the fucking thing.
Because he had a manager.
All right? No, I'm talking about, he wasn't up there with Vince McMahon saying, you know, we should really do the garden next week. And
well, that's
because
he was actually worth something.
Jeremy, Travis, and Cody, get me a date. We're going to do it, whether he can be there or not. And we're going to do it because he's just going to show up and perform.
I think I'm pretty open.
I think Steve will be there no matter what the date is. Could be his anniversary.
Remember, I quit my band for you guys.
I won't be there if it's on Legion's Con.
I was watching a band last night at the
Going Richmond, broke.
And they were not you. And I compare every bar band to you, and nobody's ever you.
Sucks. I'll tell you who's better.
I thought Amanda was going to fucking smash his purple Fender over his head because he kept fucking feeding back. Like, turn the volume down, dickhead.
Yeah.
Your gain's too high.
Dickhead. Or put a noise gate on that bitch.
Yeah. Velvet Mushroom Syndicate.
Oh.
They were like 80 and stoned, I'm sure. Because
That's definitely like a 60s or 70s name. Yeah. So.
You know, they did like all the...
Were they on shrooms?
Most of the stuff was medley. So like I'd be just getting into the song and singing along and they changed the words and I'd be like, you sons of bitches.
Mm. Yeah.
We can blame it on the writer's strike.
Good call. Cody's talking into the mic. That sounds good.
I've heard him talk on the mic before.
Yeah, but I mean, he's like there. He's not like
Hey guys, just maybe you guys are assholes.
Okay,
well, usually because he's sitting back.
You still, you still owe me other stuff as part of our deal. You're talking into the mic. That's yeah, one.
Mm. Nice. Well, I am your host, Lord Steve Bisciotti. I'm the leader of the Bad Boys of Toys.
Oh, you're on this show?
And the Furious Four. And my household. Dang.
From the basement.
Dang.
Jeremy DeWitt is here, the lovable, wonderful, shrinking. Jeremy DeWitt is here.
Shrinking. The incredible shrinking dork.
Hi.
He's always had a shrinky dink, so.
Finally, gonna size myself up.
The rest
to it.
Of my body gets smaller while my cock gets bigger.
Travis Bowles made the long journey from upstairs down
to here.
There's
something there.
That's good. Just be aware that's if good. I have to step out, I may have eaten something last night that created a fire in
your
my
belly?
Rectum. So.
That's awesome. Bring the mic in with you.
What's that?
Bring the mic in with you.
That would be
we
fun.
Want to hear the battle.
That's kind of like fire. Thanks for having me.
Hey, buddy.
And next to him and across from me is Pete McCarthy. What's going on, Pete?
I had an epiphany last night. So I was driving a party bus with a bunch of my 21-year-old daughter's friends post pole dancing class wearing what? Nothing.
This is how porn start.
Wearing nothing but spandex next to a ginormous dick cake. And I was like,
no father should be subjected
I'm
to that.
I'm going to jerk the wheel off the side of the road. I'm kidding. No,
I'd have been jerking something.
Who said jerk the wheel off?
They're not my daughter.
That's the right word.
My
there.
Daughter's not involved.
So, hey, yeah, your kids are. What the fuck?
So my daughter asked if I would get everybody around safely. And I have a friend who has some party buses. Well, they're not party buses. They're for developmentally disabled people. But it works.
Some would say it's a party.
That's all drunks are. You know what I mean? Yeah. So I drove them around, and they had a freaking, had an absolute blasty. It was super fun. But yeah.
I'm glad your fucking kid had a great time last night.
I'm so sorry. My daughter bought me a captain's hat, so I like drove the bus with a captain's
hat. Why
don't
you just wear your admiral hat? You have one.
I don't have an admiral hat.
Oh, we've all seen your admiral hat.
Okay, well, it's not an admiral hat. Well, yeah, but that's fine.
I've seen his helmet.
But that's fine. Your fake fake military knowledge matches your fake military tattoo. So, but no. Tattoo. Jeremy, I'm sorry about that. Sucks, man.
It doesn't suck for me. Well, it does suck for
it does,
me.
It does. As a parent, that sucks.
Spent what happened?
Home. My kids spent hours and hours getting ready.
For what?
Homecoming.
Okay.
Looked beautiful.
Picture was amazing.
Yeah. Looks awesome. And she gets in contact with her boyfriend around 5 o'clock, and he goes, you can buy tickets at the door, right?
Uh-oh.
Procrastinating bitch.
They've only been saying all week that you can only buy them online.
She's dating a guy just like her dad.
Fuck!
Jeremy, you didn't get tickets?
What tickets?
I'm pissed at this guy, right? I'm fucking pissed that he hurt my kid, and I'm like,
you would have done the same thing.
You just
what?
Up.
You can't buy tickets.
Wait, what? If he's a pothead, I'm not going to forgive him anymore, but at least it'll make more sense. But I think
it's Sunday morning. Jeremy's like, "Wait, you can't get tickets?" No, Jeremy, it was last night. You can't get tickets for it anymore. It already happened.
God damn it. Yeah, so already, like, she had some.
But when we're not laughing at the situation.
No. You're laughing at me because I'm a loser. She had already kind of gotten, I use the word ditched, but I mean, her friends made other plans, get a new boyfriend, going to hang out with them and stuff. So, like, she was kind of by herself and kind of bumming already, but it was like, well, at least, you know, the boyfriend's going to come over and we're going to go to the dance together and all this. And then he gets a hold of her and says, we can buy tickets at the door, right? And she's like, no. He's like, oh, shit. Tries to get online and buy the tickets there. Says his access code is messed up. So we're like, you know, she's pissed and like kind of, you can see she's getting
emotional,
real.
Of course.
Yeah. And so I'm asking people, blah, 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 find out, you know, if you have like a fine or something through the school that you can't buy your tickets.
and you have to pay that off. And, well, it turns out, like, he could have gone down there and seen if he had blah, 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 whatever.
But he's a dumb kid.
He's a dumb kid. He could have. Regardless, the kid said, fuck you. And that was it. She was done. She went, changed out of her clothes, wiped all the makeup off, which was goddamn beautiful.
It was super cool. Saw pictures.
And, yeah, and she just sat there crying. What do you want? What do you need? What, pasta?
So, done.
Done. Yep. Breadsticks? Done. Lego? I'm like, get in the fucking van. We're going.
Well, a little. Not like a Death Star, but a little one. Let's
yeah, no,
go.
No. It was like, yeah, she goes, that $100 one. I said, I don't love you that much, honey.
I don't love you that much.
Jeremy is such a different father than me.
Yeah?
If I was in the same position, my daughter sitting there crying, I'd be like, is this like a period thing? I don't understand what the big deal is,
man,
here.
If
I'd be other dances.
Yeah, it's weird. Love your kid.
You know the best ending to this story could have been? So then she went to the dance and she fucking ground her ass on every cock in that place and Snapchatted every one of them. You know what I mean? Look what you're missing.
We did try to talk her into going, like, you know, maybe you should just go anyway. Your friends will be there and shit. And she's like, you know, after all this.
She couldn't, right? She didn't have a ticket.
No, she had a ticket. He didn't have a ticket.
Oh, I thought he was going to buy tickets for the both of them.
That's what I thought.
Oh, yeah, that would have been the fucking boy-friendly thing to do. Yeah.
Not nowadays. We're inequality. Why should he buy hers?
Jesus, here we go.
This is what we're doing to this thing. That in the old days, yes, we knew it was expected of us. Nowadays, you don't know if you're going to get your ass yelled at because you did something nice for a girl. That's why I leave them changing their tires on the side of the road all the time. I look at them, I wave, I say, you're beautiful and strong. You got this. And I keep driving. In fact, I step on the pedal a little more and I go faster.
So,
all right,
those situations can create an awkwardness, right?
Yeah.
Because you're like, not cringy awkward, but awkward because you don't always know what to do. Cringy awkward. You guys, what cringy awkward is?
When Matt walks into the podcast, we didn't know you were going to be here.
Are you asking or are you?
No. So, is your 17-year-old daughter back to back Afro Man's Colt 45? And WAP and nailing every single word in front of her grandmother.
Oh,
That's awkward. I was a little bit like, okay. Now, don't get me wrong. You know what I mean? Like, I want you to hit that little dandy thing that hang in the back of my throat. Like, I was in it with them, but it was still a little weird. So.
I just can't imagine taking your grandparents on your bachelorette party.
Yeah, me neither.
It's a new world, man. It's a new world.
Yeah.
So
it is a new world. That fucking birth control fucked everything up.
What?
Wow.
That's a long story. We'll get to it
someday. Yeah, okay.
Someday. So I'm still doing introductions.
Oh, right.
Yeah. Cody's here.
Yes.
Oh. He's here. Oh, wait. Before you do the next introduction, though, I would like to publicly apologize to Mr. Mike Smith, who is one of my best friends in this world, whom I love as a brother, who reached out to me and was like, hey, man. Come on the show tomorrow, talk about toys. He said, nah, dude, we're getting on Euro Legions. We got kind of a short show. It's kind of weird. And then fucking Rodriguez walks in and I'm like, you sons of bitches. I told my best friend we didn't have room and you let that fucking Puerto Rican slide in here like he was on a fucking door coming across the ocean.
I was literally texting him minutes before he showed up and he's just like, yeah, I'm just riding around risking my life, watching this video that I made for him and all this shit. I'm like, oh, that's pretty fucking cool. And then he fucking shows up. I didn't know he was on the way. But there he is.
So, Mike, I want you to know this was not premeditated.
Nope. I didn't even know Matt was coming. He tricked me.
I wasn't even here. I wasn't here. No one watching this knew I was here. You opened your mouth.
But I knew.
I knew. I stayed and off mic.
And unlike Steven, I have a conscience.
I stayed off mic.
No, we all have to stay off mic because he's not here for us to climb on. Because I told him no like a dickhead.
That is true. I really like that guy.
I hugged him yesterday.
He's the best.
I hugged him.
Pull up in there. Squeeze in there.
He wanted to talk geek stuff garage sale.
Everybody at home, do it with me. Give a warm welcome to Matthew.
Okay, so no, stay standing. So this is what this is that time of year. This is the gray sweatpants, big dick energy. You know what I mean? He wants to pattern. He wants everybody to see his mushroom stamp. So,
like, are you allowed to show it?
Jeremy, cover it with your mouth.
Probably, yeah.
Censor it with your mouth. Oh, that's weird.
Look at that. I love you guys. Little weenies, even.
Little wieners.
Get in there, buddy.
It is always great to have you. I just totally felt like a backstabbing piece of shit when you walked in.
Travis mentioned having to leave the mic to go upstairs, but I know deep inside how you were describing your booty hole, but now that you have a bidet, that you were like, it's all good.
He's eating bad shit on purpose now. Just it's so all good.
We have no idea what you're talking about. None of the four of us have ever been deep inside. So we're not. It's not
so
a thing.
Explain I need some particulars about the bidet.
Yes.
So, you get done with your dropping the kids off at the pool. Oh,
yeah.
I love do you, he's like, well, I don't want to stay taking a shit.
Does this eliminate toilet paper?
No, absolutely not.
Nope.
So what do? Do you take a pass first and then blow the bulk off?
You can do either way.
blow the bulk off.
I personally wipe once.
Okay. That's a great question.
Spray. And then figure out which button I got to push to turn it off, by the way.
After I come,
right? Great minds, man.
Turn it off and then wipe again.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So it's just not as much toilet paper.
Correct. Yes, not as much toilet paper and
it feels you leaving fresher and cleaner. Yeah.
I hear.
A half hour later, my butthole always itches. So
no,
yeah,
this is
never
substantially cleaner.
Do you get right up in there?
You get
it sprays. It's a fuck. Like if you're not sitting on, like it's
if you're not sitting on it, it'll hit. It'll go out of the room. I'm not joking.
That's serious.
I'm not joking. My wife has not used ours yet.
Yeah.
Literally because I accidentally sprayed her when she was standing out of the room when I
and
turned
just
so it
on. You know,
that's how
deflected
pressured.
Butthole water is the worst thing to get sprayed.
Well, I wasn't sitting on it.
Oh,
I wasn't sitting
okay.
on it.
All right.
Okay, so let me. I just kind of
ricochet butthole.
Tell you how this goes. Heidi's kind of always wanted a bidet forever. For some reason, it just never happened. We have a little get together here. The magic man, Cody. I don't know if you guys know this. This dude can pitch something. Okay. He can pitch something.
Shark tank.
Yeah. I've caught before.
Yeah. He lays down his line, and immediately Heidi picks up the phone. Boom. The next day, she's like, install
this. The line was, Heidi, I can smell your asshole. You need a bidet. Like, you've got a stank asshole, and it's not fair to Travis. You need to get a bidet.
It was just hilarious, because Matt, you literally, like, a week prior, had been like, my buddy just sent me one out of the blue. I love this thing. So it was hilarious.
And it's funny that on your site, all of your fans, the ones that need a bidet the most, just by looking at them, they're like, why would I waste money on that? I buy wet wipes. And I'm just shaking my head. I'm like, you can't. Is it a lead horse to water thing?
Wet wipes are bad.
Game change.
Wet wipes are good
for
they're bad for the sewer system.
Well, yeah, you throw them in the garbage.
No, it says flushable on the package. They're fine.
No, that's what it says.
But when your butthole,
before they get stuck in a pump,
Travis, when your butthole is on fire,
yeah,
you can sit there with high powered cold water. Just spraying on
what?
You.
Cold?
Just spraying on you.
I feel like I'd want
it. It has
warm.
To be cold. Well, a lot of people
like
would
shower.
Want warm, but that's you're talking a different level of what you would have to do to get warm
water.
You need
water. To get warm water plumbed.
Yes,
to
you'd
the
have
toilet,
to get warm water
plumbed.
Don't
have.
No.
So how is that? It's a little of a shocker.
It's a little bit of shock, but I'm going to tell you.
Every time my balls have gotten wet when I've been sitting on the toilet, it was bad.
And by the way, they will.
Yeah, I assume.
And I'm not talking about from just hanging in the water. I'm talking about the water stream.
I have to pull
mine out. These motherfuckers are old, man. We don't have that problem. You know,
it's not cold unless it was recently used.
That's true, too, I guess. Okay. I would say.
So stay off the back-to-back bidets, then,
yeah.
Huh?
We have a super chat from Curtis Ackerman. It says, in fairness, you could tell the audio listeners Mike is there. They wouldn't notice a difference.
Ladies and gentlemen, introducing Mike Smith. Hey, Mike, how you doing?
Let's keep sitting on him.
Mike, it just means you need to talk more when you're here.
Now people are going to be paying to shit on Mike this whole episode.
Speaking of shitting,
we're going to have to get 10% goes to Mike Smith. I'm super jazzed today.
Now, Jen Sykes didn't pay any money, but she does make some interesting points. She says bidets are...
And she's beautiful.
Bidets are amazing, just saying. And she also says, if you got poop on your arm, you wouldn't wipe it off with just a dry piece of paper. Speak for yourself, lady. Why is your butt any different?
Hey, Jen, can you call in and tell us the story about how you got poop on your arm? Because I'd like to know that.
I would think that women probably need these more. I mean, they got a lot more flaps and stuff to take care of.
I think you guys have enough flaps.
I know. I'm one of the flappiest people I know. I have vagina lips.
Okay, so now, so here's the thing. So now, Jen, we need to hear the poop arm story, and we need a flap count. So we can verify. So how many sleeves does your wizard have?
Yeah. All right.
Got a whole pile of meat.
Well, I'm sorry about your daughter's boyfriend problems.
Yeah, that's sucks.
You know, she'll figure it out.
I'll tell you what.
But I'll be there. I'll be the shoulder.
My daughter's boyfriend is really...
Oh, damn it. It's horse. It's a horse poop story.
Of course.
It's not nearly as exciting as I thought.
Okay. Is really
my days in the
coming into his
industry.
Own.
He's coming into his own?
He's coming into his own. It's been actually...
Oh, I guarantee he's coming into your daughter, but you said...
No.
He did it.
Into your own.
No, we're not going to talk about that. That's not... I don't know.
Oh, that's the line, huh? On the My Wife is Going to Kill Me podcast, we finally found the line. Okay, good. Draw it right here. Boom.
But he is taking on a few of my... affections or affectations.
Afflictions?
Yeah, something big like that. I tried to use a big word.
Yeah, it went well.
You're a man. You don't need to. Well.
Be a man.
Yeah, be a man and stand by the word.
It's nice to see. See, I wasn't... Courtney wasn't ever good enough to sire me a son. So I don't have a son. I've only got, you know, a couple of girls. So
you know that's your fault, right?
It is not my fault.
It is your
fault.
That's
bullshit.
It's...
I provide two options. She only provides one, and her slut egg let the first girl sperm that got there right inside.
Why is the girl's sperm faster than the boy's sperm? Because
good question. That shows she wasn't letting the boys in.
She let you in.
Because the boy sperm gets there faster. They're knocking on the door. That egg's like, Oh, girl, look at you. You look like a Katie.
Where'd you read that?
Like a Katie, come on in.
Did she really let him in?
He says,
"We don't know."
Oh yeah, slide this. I have to wear suspenders now because fucking my pants are too big.
Oh yeah, you're about into having to go shopping, aren't you?
Cheap to buy new pants, so I have to.
Okay, so you're totally pretty. He's totally felt your bra strap, and that's
he felt my bra strap.
He's like, suspenders for my pants.
He's got to hold up those fat.
Whatever
titties,
you say, titties.
He's gonna have those droopers.
Totally warms my heart now when he comes.
Why do you have them underneath your shirt?
Who comes?
He lines them up.
Because I'm not going to be that guy.
You crossed that line just now. Nobody said shit. I say it. I'm the fucking devil reincarnate. That's all right.
There was a cum joke. I had to get on it.
I'm the Antichrist, but Jeremy's adorable, apparently.
It's, I don't know, you know.
He is
it's
adorable. Me,
yeah.
He'd be more adorable if
he's
strapped outside of the shirt.
Do you have two shirts on with the suspenders in between the two?
No, he doesn't. No,
you're on your
right
bare
on
skin?
It's right up
my That's weird, man. I love you, but that's weird.
I don't want to put it on the outside because then I'm the guy with fucking suspenders. So I put it underneath, but it's like it hurts
my
titties.
Now you're the closet suspenders guy.
Yeah.
You should wear two shirts, like an undershirt,
no,
suspenders.
Then I'll sweat even more. The suspenders don't not sweat you.
Yes, that's what I said.
And since they're getting so loose, I had to hike them up a little bit. Well, now my fucking pants sit like all the way over my belly. Like, what the fuck? I need new clothes is what I'm trying to say.
You need to go shopping.
Yeah, but if you buy them now and you lose more weight, you're going to do it again. That's the part that sucks.
Right. So I'm sitting here swimming in these goddamn fucking huge pants. I'm going to be...
I
was going to compare myself to the Subway guy, but that's wrong because there's a lot of grossness there. But do you remember the pictures when he held up the pants? Okay, yeah. That's what I'm thinking. I guess there were Weight Watchers fucking commercials I could have referenced there.
There's a thousand.
Yeah, so many
I can
other
right
things.
Now already
I'm just
going to
shut up.
I can already see the memes that Dominic
Curtis Ackerman super Francisco chatted. Tune in next Friday to see Jennifer's interview for Offworld 2.0.
You holding the
pants. Holding the pants.
Only the second time anybody who's worth anything will be on that show, except for Jesse. Jesse's awesome. Those other guys are douchers. Well, no, that's not true. Skvarna's really good. You know what? I guess the moral of the story is fuck Curtis and Deutch. That's the moral of the story.
Wow. You were saying, Steven.
Oh, was I in the middle of something?
No.
Didn't notice.
Whatever.
No biggie.
Jeremy's like, no, but Parker was. Whoa, Jeremy, stop. Be nice, man. Jesus.
Are we going to get to our top 10 or what?
How's Parker acting like you, Steve?
Wearing sunglasses inside.
Does he have his own pair?
They come in. They come in the door. And they're like, hey, where were you guys? We were out to dinner. Where'd you go? Hobos. Parker's like, yeah, the waitress was into me. I'm like, dang, he got that from me. Totally got that from me. I always say the waitress was into me. Always. I always tell Courtney, they come, they drop off the bread at the table, she walks away, and I'm like, she was totally into me.
Yeah.
You seriously do that?
Oh, I do that all the time.
Mine with Amanda is, you can't walk away. As soon as you walked away, I was like pushing them away from me. Like, you've got to stay close and protect your assets.
We're downstairs. Katie brings them up.
Downstairs, Jeremy.
Gives them a, we're downstairs, you know, watching TV as a family. Fuckhead. She comes down and gives him a thing, a plate of nachos. He's like, where's the taco sauce, you know, the salsa? And she's like, oh. He gives it back to her. She goes up there, gets him some salsa. Comes back. He gets done. Plate more. I'm like, dang, you're rocking this. I freaking fit. Because when he first started coming around, he was a little pansy. He followed her around like a little puppy. Yeah. And, you know, it was just like, oh, and I kept telling him, I go, you keep doing that, she's going to leave you. She's going to lose respect for you. You got to start fucking nailing some shit down. You got to start telling her what to do, standing up for yourself. And if you want this shit to last, you seem like a good kid. You look like you're going places. I wouldn't mind it if you stuck around. If anyone's going to, it'd be okay.
I wouldn't mind trading a goat to your parents for you.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, that's what you do.
He's worth a goat, right?
I think so, yeah. I mean, some of the other guys I seen kind of sniffing around. I was like, but then I told, this is a weird one too. I was watching the, you know, the Instagram, and there's all these, I ran across one of these ads for these, like, leggings.
Okay.
That have, like, ass pads in them.
Okay.
You know that that's called the algorithm. The stuff you've been looking at, it starts giving you ads based on those things.
I know, which is weird. You've
been Googling ass pads a lot? You've been Googling ass pads a lot?
No.
Oh.
There's this girl that she shows.
He is an ass man, though.
She shows, this girl's like, shows like what she looks like in leggings before these ass pads, and then she throws these ass pads on.
Are they pads or are they just lifters?
They're well, when they hold them with them, when before they put them on, they look like almost bra pads, but for an ass.
Because I know there's some that just move your own ass to make it look nicer. I didn't know if there was actually adding material.
This is
to make
adding
them,
material.
Like, pop a booty. You know what I mean?
This gave a girl who looked flat from the side a badonky donk, and it was hot.
Yeah, it was.
And it was hot, but you know,
false advertising.
Right. It was. It is totally false advertising, and. I told, so I'm like, I think of Katie because she's skinny. She doesn't have no ass. And I'm like, so I bring her down there. And I'm like, hey, if you want to make sure Parker stays around, maybe you should look at some of these pants.
Oh, my God.
Do you, like, direct them when they're in the middle of coitus, too?
No, they don't do that. Just shut up. They're not married.
There is nobody other than Courtney that's coming to your funeral. Just so you know.
So Katie,
you need a casket with wheels because, like, she can't carry it by herself.
I'm like, I'm not saying anything, Katie. I just wanted to know if you were aware that these exist.
Hey, you piece of plywood. Here's these.
Hey, Katie,
hey, look, it's Parker in the 2x4.
I just wanted Katie to know that these exist. And so she watches the video. She goes, Dad, but that's fake. And I'm like, how else are you going to get a man? That's what's the name of the game. You freaking fake it.
She has a man.
I know, but she got to keep him. And if she loses him, then, you know, she's going to have to get another one. As a father, shouldn't I be looking into her future? Looking out for her?
Yes, by telling her she needs to enhance her ass to attract a male counterpart.
I mean, you've only got so many years.
Father of the year.
You and, like, Chris Benoit are, like, neck and neck.
I am jealous.
Come on, Chris Benoit. They don't, he's totally scrubbed from the history of the world.
Just like his family.
Oh,
he's got a son. He's still got a son.
I don't care who you are. That shit's funny.
Oh,
too dark? Oh, sorry.
What are you drawing there? Penis?
Why does everything look like a penis to you?
Oh.
Jesse said, Pete, what you said about Curtis was mean.
Which time, Jesse? You've got to be more specific.
Okay.
All right, so.
I love Curtis.
Yeah. We did a thing. Top 10 movies. Did you bring a list?
I have a list.
Is that why you showed up?
We won't make the time if he talks.
I guarantee
you, Matt just gets a comment on our list.
I guarantee you that Matt's list sucks so much ass.
I bet Matt's
he can just read 10, like, blah, 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 and then not give any reasons.
I think we should do a...
Dragon Ball Z 2.
I think we should do a Matt... where we read his comments.
What Matt says, but make Matt do it in his voice.
Well, I didn't think of that. I was just thinking, just do it while he's here. It would seem kind of interesting.
On the fly. I got it. Do it right now. Got some good ones. I'm sure there's some good ones.
Yeah, I'm the one that derails this train. I'm the one.
I never said you.
Olivia Rodrigo is the real deal.
She's real, huh?
Who is she?
Yeah, I have no idea.
Is that a singer?
She's one of the Disney kids, isn't she? Yeah.
She's a singer.
Who knows?
Singer. Okay.
Her last name starts with Rod, so he's like, "Oh yeah, great."
I'm sure I like one of her songs.
This is a rough one. My son is in the fire this season of soccer. I'm really proud of his growth in composure and communication. These games are tough. 1-0 loss to Hudsonville on an own goal. It's a beautiful game. Roy and Jamie, it's so good. Hashtag lasso.
What?
I thought you said last.
Another day, another chance to smile. Enjoy. Tough game by Zealandese boys soccer tonight. Final score did not represent the back and forth battle all night. Tough loss. Back to work Thursday.
These are good.
I have an idea.
Fun day in town in Zealand. Had a guy protesting that the chicken law didn't go through in the city limits.
Chicken law.
What a cock.
What a cack.
Is that to outlaw chickens or get chickens?
It was to outlaw chickens within the city limits, and there was a random large chicken that was running around our car lot, and the police officers had to chase him around with a net. He literally looked like Elmer Fudd. I'll show you the picture.
I'm there, so I can totally relate.
Peter and Wendy, let's see how this is.
Oh, God.
Good night, Neverland. Have you ever been too nice?
No.
Absolutely beautiful day. Go get it!
I would like to contribute to the podcast.
Okay. All right, everybody stop.
So I had this idea. I am not going to be here next weekend, and I thought maybe we could throw it out there to see if anybody wanted to audition to be a guest host, and we would call it like My Wife's Going to Kill Me 2.0 or something like that.
That's a really good idea. Did you just come up with that right now off the top of your head?
Maybe last night.
So, like, would they send us like a minute video of their audition?
Maybe something like that. I mean, something they'd have to audition somehow.
Could they produce it too?
Could you say that again, but in a lower octave?
Well, couldn't we start a thread and they could put their videos in the comments?
Oh, that could be really good. Like I said, I'm not going to be here next week.
Yeah, I love how you just came up with that off the top of your head.
I am not going to be here next week either. So.
Boom! Perfect. 2.0.
2.0.
I'm here.
Guillermo.
2 points suck.
And who else?
Vala. Oliver Peterson. Amy Scott.
And
then we'll get
Matthew
Elliot to make sure nobody misbehaves.
And we'll call it 300.
All right, so Tomas Reinberg I cut you off. Go ahead, Jeremy.
No, go ahead.
All right, just sent us 65 krones, which is like $4.
She says sex to me.
Yeah, it says Swedish crowns or krona, if you will. He says, "Isn't Matt a toy creator? At some point during the show, ask him how the project is going." No, we will not. We're not going to cater to the fans because you sent us 9 cents. All right.
I kind of thought we should at bucks. Least mention me and Matt's company.
I don't know. Why don't you guys just read the secret text messages to everybody and then fuck off? So top 10 movies.
Top 10 movies.
So, Steven, you made a comment earlier, and I'd like you to regurgitate that comment. Not one of the dumb shits that you've been spitting out, but an actual good one. You made a reference to, yeah, top 10 movies right now, but next week it could change. Will you extrapolate?
That is just that's just the truth. I mean, you know, there's you could sit here and you can think and try to pick top 10 movies out of all the movies you've seen throughout your whole life. And next week I could be flipping through channels and see one that I didn't think about and go, top 10 movie right there. Boom. And that's just going to happen. It's the same thing as picking your favorite Mythic Legion. This week it could be one. It could be another one next week. You just don't know. But I can say all of these movies that I picked on my list are ones that if they're on, I will watch them. If and they have been ones that I quote, like I'll say things from throughout my life, and that's just, you know, they're movies that seem to be always with me somewhere.
That's exactly what I was going to say. That was magnificent. My top 10 best movies ever. There are some great movies out there that I've seen one time. It was a great movie, but to me, it's rewatchability and quote. I live my life in movie quotes. So my top 10, like, I don't go a week without quoting some of these movies. I watch them every single time they're on. Great. That was great, Steven. That's exactly how I did my list.
My thought process was, if I still had cable and I ran across this movie, would I just stop and finish watching it?
Because son of a bitch. You know what I just realized? You said that. Tremors didn't make my list. Tremors is the ultimate. God damn it. So are we going to go 10, 10, 10, 10, 9, 9, 9, 9, 8, 8, 8, 8? Are we going to go 1 to 10, 1 to 10, 1 to 10, 1 to 10?
We can do one each.
10, 5, 10, 5, 10, 5, 10, 5, 5, 1, 5, 1, 5, 1, 5, 1.
Poor Cody.
I want to do this.
Poor Cody.
He's like, no. Can I give a recommendation on that? Go through the pictures.
Yeah, wait. What would
Cody prefer? Hit us, Matt. What were you going to say?
No, I was going to say, if you do the 10, 10, 10, like each walk down your list, that if you're on, if somebody else gives their 9 and that's one of yours, you mark it off yours and you chime in, obviously, and say, you know, that made mine too.
Did you invite him? Or
not going to happen?
No? Okay.
Matt, there's no rules to this, Matt.
We're just trying to
this isn't your precious soccer. You're not going to get a yellow card for saying the wrong movie.
Ideas from Mars has an open invitation here, so anytime you need me and Matt to show up.
Jesus Christ.
What have you contributed to Idea from Mars? Well, I forgot an important piece for a show, and I broke another one. Well done. That's CEO material there.
Yeah. All right, who's starting with their number 10?
I'll start with my number 10.
Do it,
Steven. I love it. Real quick, we got to get this out of the way, okay?
Yeah, yeah.
Just so everyone is aware, this show is ending when?
Before 10:30, because we are jumping on
with the Eurolegions podcast with the boys that we are looking forward to seeing. So if you have any questions in reference to Defenders of Eden, I would recommend listening to their podcast, because we're going to have Matt sit in with us for that too. So we're going to get some time, I imagine, to talk about his
Nobody in Europe cares about his shit.
They're going to after
Nobody.
This.
Yep.
They're going to after this.
We're going international. So, Steve, your company's going international.
I know. It's been a long time. I've been working on this for a long time. It's great to see the fruits of all my work.
So the goal is to get to our number ones, but
what's super funny, right. He's we'll going see. International. Half of that's your favorite not, videos are interracial.
Opposite end of it.
What the fuck, Steve?
That's not the first one I sent you.
Oh, my God. Yes,
it is. It's the opposite one. Opposite end. There you go.
That's, oh, okay.
That's my number 10.
Yeah, Steve's bringing the heat already. I love it. Tell us about it, Steve.
Well, I picked the movie Airplane. Airplane was a movie that my parents had taped on a VHS off of HBO that we stole. And I watched that movie over and over and over as a child, giggling and laughing about the stupidity of it.
You should, because you got clearance.
Nobody can be called Shirley, and I can't. I will have to say Shirley. You can't be serious.
You have to.
You know, nobody can say, you know. Well, a hospital. What is it? It's a big building with doctors and patients. that's just going to happen. I like to think that this comedically shaped a little bit of a piece of my sense of humor in me, this movie. And
it's definitely a dumb humor
with it.
And I feel like it kind of like opened the doors for all of a lot of the dumb humor to come.
It did.
You know what I mean?
I mean, there was like Blazing Saddles, I think, groundbreaking. Was before it. And I would put that movie kind of in the same one. But the ridiculous, I don't know. This one is, they're both ridiculous. This one's the one I watched more.
Airplane was non-parody ridiculous.
Yeah.
It was kind of inventive. It wasn't spoofing something else like Mel Brooks did with a lot of things. You know what I mean?
It
was his own originality for a, yes. There wasn't like 20 things in there where you're like, oh, that's making fun of this. Like in Spaceballs or something, if you will,
scenes.
You know?
You had your bar scene, your gritty bar scene with the Girl Scouts fighting. Right. You had your romantic on the beach scene. You know, where he tells her everything about his thing. We're flying in low at 0800 under the radar. We're doing this from the east, blah, blah, blah. When are you coming back? Can't tell you that. That's classified. You know, I mean, just stupid shit like that. I love it.
I saw it young and never watched it again. So I really have no attachment to that movie whatsoever.
It was one of my dad's favorites growing up. I caught it on TBS. You know, TBS or TNT all the time.
Yeah,
I would catch it on TV. It's not one that it wouldn't even make my top 50 probably, but it's good.
Most of mine probably it's good. Won't.
Too long on one movie. Yeah. Next.
All right, Jeremy.
me, huh?
Number 10, Jeremy.
I went, I don't know what order you have them in, but just The Avengers. This was like one of the first moments that I ever went to the theater and saw like a bunch of comic book characters all in the same fucking thing, and it made my nipples hard, and I even shed a tear when he said, he looked up at Hulk and he goes, and Hulk, smash. I might have been a little ripped, but still, regardless,
I might have been a little smashed.
He started going on the building, and that whole movie just fucking blew my mind. And that, out of all the Marvel movies, that's probably the one that I can watch over and over and over again and not get bored with it. So
it was an amazing movie, for sure.
We'll never get that hype ever again. Like, Endgame, great movie, sure. Mm-hmm. No problem. But, like, that one was the one where it was, like, the first time that they all fucking boom. And you're like, whoa!
Definitely considered that one for my list.
Yep, I considered it as well.
I did not. Travis, number 10.
fuck you. Number 10 for me is going to be... Okay, we'll start with that. Yep.
Right? That's what you told me.
I'm sorry. It's okay. Lord of the Rings. Yes. Lord of the Rings, Return of the King.
Really?
Yep. Return of the King's the last one, right?
Yes.
Yes.
That's the only one of those I didn't watch.
It was the...
Wow.
I watched the other two and I fucking just never got to that one.
It was the accumulation of that story and it, you know, kind of wrapped everything up. I really loved a lot of pieces and parts. I would say for me, I kind of would put all those three into one.
Hard not to?
Yeah, you know, it's really what it is. I mean, they broke it up, obviously, but... So Lord of the Rings, for me, is that one.
It's a good one.
Yep.
Never seen it. Someday.
Movies are very adventurous.
Dude.
So...
I bet you'd be hard-pressed to find a D&D player that's never watched Lord of the Rings.
Lord of the Rings.
My D&D people make fun of me all the time. Right there, buddy. Yep.
This one?
Yep. Fucking Broken Arrow. John Travolta, Christian Slater.
Your face presses against your skull and it feels like
this. It feels like this, you know?
I've never seen this.
Electromagnet. Woo! Goddamn, what a rush. There's no difference between you and somebody who shoots up a schoolyard. You got a head full of bad wiring. What I'm saying is you're fucked in the head, Deke. Good.
That one... Because I loved Travolta, like his older movies. That one opened a lot of people's eyes to how incredible of a villain
That
actor can be.
Oh, yeah. Yep. That was such a great show.
I enjoyed that performance of him. Plus Christian Slater, you know.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Where'd you learn that in survival school? New Jersey. Trenton, New Jersey. So good.
Cody, you're up.
I didn't create a list.
I don't like you, and I don't like your list, and I don't like being here. So Steven, number 9.
Not sure which one it is until he puts up the picker.
You know, you could. Just
or are we supposed to go snake? Are we going snake draft style, Trav?
Oh, we could do that. I don't, either way,
it might be easier for Cody to do that. But.
Unforgiven. You need this movie to be a man.
Is this
I did not like this movie until the end.
In it? I know I've seen
is it. Clint Eastwood?
Morgan Freeman.
Morgan Freeman.
Maybe
and,
I haven't seen
he's
it.
He's a bad guy.
I've never seen it.
Gene Hackman.
Gene Hackman.
I love Gene Hackman, though. I mean, he was never better than in The Replacements.
Listen to me. The last 15 minutes of this movie are amazing.
Yeah, but the whole thing builds to it.
Ah.
Yeah, there's so many. There's so. Oh man, you got to watch it.
But you got to remember, Trav's not a foreplay guy. He wants to drown.
Yeah, I don't think you have the. I don't think you have the attention span.
That might be it.
For the
might,
you know, just the reflection.
That's exactly.
That could,
you know.
The reflection and the whole, you know, hell of a thing, killing a man.
All right. I don't want to watch the woman pretend like she actually needs a plumber. I want to see the plumber get into her plumbing. You know what I mean? So.
It was the build.
A great movie.
The redemption. The stories of how evil this guy could be, but he looks like a buffoon through the whole damn thing almost. And then in the end, when he starts sipping on that bottle, they prop Ned up against a building. They put a sign on him.
Sipping on that bottle.
Sign on him.
Spoiler alert.
Sipping it, Cody.
Then he started talking. He started telling little Bill about how he was killing women and children and all back in the old times. That didn't scare little Bill, did it? Oh, fuck, I mean, that is just... I get chills just thinking about that scene.
It was amazing.
All right.
I got to watch that. Okay. At least the last 15 minutes.
To appreciate it, you should watch the whole thing. Yeah.
Whatever you say, it's
so my top 10 is just kind of... I tried. I will say my first is the... Ghostbusters, so don't put that up yet. But any of the other ones you could throw up there. Yes. Here we go. One of my favorite... I will call this a horror comedy...
I'm sorry, I'm going to interrupt you. Why do I suck so bad? Do I need to open the picture and then save it? If I'm saving it right from Google, is that why mine are all tiny?
I saved mine right from Google. That's what happened.
I just suck. Sorry,
Jeremy. I screenshot them. Crop them.
So, mine is Sam Raimi's Evil Dead 2. Some will say it's sort of a retelling of the first movie, which was... arguably more of like B horror rather than there's not really a lot of comedy in the first one.
Isn't this like D horror?
It's pretty, yeah, it's pretty low budget and fucking nuts. But I mean, arguably, it's Bruce Campbell's best performance in any movie ever.
I love this movie.
It's hilarious, it's super gory. And of course, after this, they were not really much of a horror. Like, Army of Darkness isn't really a horror.
It wasn't until the remake.
Army of Darkness is like. They go like medieval or something.
Yeah,
shit, right?
Yeah. It's more like, yeah, more commercial and went totally slapstick. But this movie, it's like they were kind of trying to balance the two, and I don't know. It's just fucking brilliant all around. So there you go.
I loved Evil Dead 2.
I loaned it to Steve like 4 years ago. I don't think he's watched it yet.
It's on my top.
He has not watched it yet.
Mine, The Lost Boys. Actually, I think the only horror that kind of made it into my thing, and really, I don't know if I would call it horror, but something about...
A thriller?
Something about being... I mean, I was probably 16-ish, I think, when this came out. What do you think, Steve?
I think we were younger.
I think we were younger.
And you'd
13,
already been sucking
maybe?
Blood at the boatyard, so...
Yes, I definitely...
When they come out, what, 80...
Shit, I don't know. I will say that when I saw Lost Boys in the theater... It,
87. Okay.
Holy shit, I was 10.
Yeah.
My parents wouldn't let me watch it.
Oh, shit.
But I had parents that cared.
Yeah, well.
They weren't like a teen pregnancy or anything. They were actually fully formed adults when they had me, which is why I'm so well fucking adjusted to everything.
Okay. It's true. Yeah. Well, no, I mean, not the him part, but my, true. But my part. I love Lost Boys.
No.
I thought the vampires were cool as shit. Got away from the whole Dracula angle a little bit. They were just freaking party boys, and I freaking loved it. So,
nice.
When I was 10.
In my in the number 9 slot, as Matthew's talking to Jeremy like an absolute dick.
Oh, I was talking to him. Sorry,
is,
I was giving him pointers.
Is The Rock, Nicolas Cage, Sean Connery, just you know what I mean? How many great lines in this movie? You know what I mean?
I've seen
losers
it.
Always whine about their best. Winners go home and fuck the prom queen. You know what I mean?
That
like, just
actually,
good shit.
That was actually a mediocre impression.
I don't get better than mediocre. But Carla was the prom queen. You know what I mean? Just, what do you know about VX Gas? It's very, very bad, sir. It's something we wish we could disinvent.
What was, like, what's a one-sentence plot of the movie?
General Hummel. Military retired, lost troops overseas, takes over Alcatraz with hostage to hold him ransom so the government will pay benefits to those soldiers' families.
Okay.
So
is it the one where Nick Cage has the hair and it's blowing in the wind and like the freedom?
No, nope, that's Con Air.
That'll be on
Con
his
Air.
List.
Okay. Yeah, I'm just gonna say it's probably on his list. Okay, so I don't think I've seen this movie then.
Ed Harris is the Brigadier General that leads this whole thing, and he plays this
one
absolutely awesome.
There was a comma.
No, I'm not describing the story anymore. I gave him the one. Now I'm going deeper. And he's talking to everybody at the table, and he goes off, and it's just fucking classic, great Ed Harris, man. So.
Nice.
All right. So, guess I'm up. Return of the Jedi.
Number 8.
I don't know. Beautiful. Great show. First movie I ever saw in a theater. This would have been my 5-year-old introduction to Star Wars. This came out in 83. I was about 5. So, it's hard for me to... it's hard. You think you almost have to pick the first one, A New Hope, because everything's built off from that. But you know what? This was it for me. This was my introduction. This one is the one that influenced me...
It's my favorite of those old three.
...the most. So...
Also on my list.
Oh.
Literally this one.
Oh, okay.
For the exact same reasons that you're describing. I can go back now and go, man, Empire is such a beautiful movie.
It is.
But where I was, how old I was when I saw this movie, it's the one.
Yeah.
Right? It's the one. So.
For sure.
That movie's a big part of why we're here today.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
In the grand scheme of things.
Even if you're not, like, Jeremy, like, Star Wars is not his thing, but still.
Yeah. I love you, Jeremy.
Going through the making this list, I realized that like I probably go more towards the weird comedies, and basketball is it's one that still to this day will make me just fucking laugh.
No, but you're a little bitch.
Yeah, it's so many fucking quotable lines from it. Trey Parker and Matt Stone from South Park are they act in it. They're the main characters. They did not write it. Which I thought they did for years, but
that seems weird to me.
It's but I mean, it's their.
Is it a South Park?
It's the
writer?
Way they talk. I'm sure they ad lib plenty. It's goddamn hilarious. Just the facial expressions alone on those guys' faces. The jokes are fucking.
And there's
stupid
more than one South Park voice in it.
Yeah, yeah.
We all know how much Doug Greenberg cares about kids. You know,
right? Yep.
How come they don't make like?
How to speak San Franciscan.
Because everybody's offended.
Yeah, this one, you
definitely
couldn't
be made now.
I remember this is the first time I saw two dudes full on make out, and I screamed laughing so fucking hard because, like, just the movie built to this moment, and those two made out. And I'm like, I would never make out with my best friend, but because of that, I kind of think that I could. So,
and that's why
baby steps,
we shouldn't
guys.
Show that shit
latent
on TV.
Homosexual tendencies.
I rented it
from Blockbuster. Oh, good choice, Jeremy.
I do think that they probably can't get enough backing. I would think to make movies anymore would be my guess, because they are. I mean, their brand of humor is...
They don't need backers anymore.
I think they had such a shitty time making movies that they, like...
Yeah, we love we're doing our cartoon. We'll just do the cartoon.
Well, I think they were before their time. I think that back then, they needed the big studios to back a lot of money.
Yeah.
And they just probably couldn't get it because it was so niche.
Yeah.
Is that the word? Niche? Niche? And but now, if it came out now, I think that they'd do a string of movies on, like, one of the streaming platforms and, like... You know, find their
too offensive. Voice.
What's the last funny movie you watched?
Me?
Yeah.
The last funny one I watched was probably that the one with John Cena. They just made a sequel to it.
The Vacation Friends.
Yeah, and actually, Matt's the one that recommended it. Vacation Friends. Mm. That movie made me laugh.
Is that a current movie or is that
was good?
It's current. It's I mean, it's year, 3-4 years now, probably.
Most things 3 or 4 years ago is when they kind of stopped. You don't see too much after that.
Well, they just made a sequel to it. So
did they? Okay.
Yeah.
But
it's a Netflix.
I mean, in
it's
general,
on Netflix or it's not.
In general,
there.
When it comes to comedies, though, we're not seeing much. Not like we used to.
Did you see Bill Burr's commercial for Bill Burr's new movie?
I didn't know he was in a new movie.
It's his movie.
He produced it or directed it. Yeah.
Dads or something. And holy
old dads.
Holy shit!
Bill Burr is pretty fucking awesome.
And it's Bill Burr. It is Bill Burr.
You've seen F is for Family. Yeah, I've seen F is for Family. It's pretty good, too.
Yeah. I mean, I just watched The Machine.
That's on my list.
It was okay.
Was it?
Okay, so whose is this one? This is Travis?
Oh, yeah, I'm back.
This was definitely a consideration of mine.
Terminator 2, Judgment Day. I actually kind of struggled between Terminator 2 and Terminator 1, but there was something about the T-1000.
They're two completely different movies, too. Yes. One's like more of a horror, and this is more of an action.
Oh, yeah, so. Full-blown, just Cameron just doing his thing. And I really did love this movie. Arnold, for me, was like... You know, everyone has, like, this is my favorite action star or just star. Like, Arnold was that for me. Like, I'm not going to do a whole podcast talking in Arnold voice or anything like that, right. But I will tell you right now.
That might be my favorite Arnold
movie. Why, you
don't
want to get me hard?
I did love this movie.
Some of the effects still hold up today.
Oh, yeah. It's just a great movie.
Like I said, probably my favorite Arnold movie.
It also kind of amazes me that they just continue to throw trash out after that. I mean,
It's like it hit its peak, and that was that. No Terminator movies ever held up to that one. So,
my number 8, U.S. Marshals. Nah, the river didn't get this guy. You can't find him dead somewhere. He's running, folks. We got ourselves a fugitive.
Is this Fugitive 2?
Yeah.
No, it's not. It's U.S. Marshals.
But it's the same character, right?
You fucking bite your goddamn tongue. Yes.
That's what I've heard. So.
Yes. The Fugitive, this is considered kind of a sequel, but it's more of a spinoff. So
The Fugitive
2. Amazing. Robert Downey Jr. is a bad guy. It's just, this fucking thing is great.
It was a great movie.
Top to bottom, this is great.
All of Pete's movies, I think most all of Pete's movies I have not seen.
Well,
so far.
You haven't seen U.S. Marshals?
I haven't.
Oh my God.
Dude. Yeah, Steve, you would love it.
Yeah.
It was good.
It's so good.
Fantastic.
It's so good.
From top to bottom. Pete is right. From top to bottom. Probably could use
Jesus Christ. This is... Yeah, and this is the guy that's insulting me. So.
It's a Wonderful Life.
So me and Steve traded movies once. I gave him Evil Dead 2, and he gave me It's a Wonderful Life. And granted, it took me over a year, but I finally did watch it. So,
holy shit, you watched that, and he didn't watch Evil Dead 2.
I just haven't yet. I'm going to.
You are a saint.
I'm a way better friend.
You are a saint.
Agreed. Agreed.
All right.
Go ahead. Tell us why, Steve.
Tell us about The Wonderful Life.
It's a beautiful story. Now, you guys probably would watch it and go, oh, it's black and white, and no, and there's no explosion, so I can't watch it. But this story is beautiful.
Remember when I said I watched it?
I know. I know. Thank you, Jeremy.
That's the one where the guy's going to kill himself, and somebody goes, look, this is the world without you. And,
yes.
Oh, there's no way in hell I watch that movie.
That movie right there, look, as a man, I don't cry unless I watch that movie.
All right. What you got, Jeremy? I'm sorry, I'm just watching the clock, and Cody is not doing a good job moving this along.
Producer Cody.
I knew this was going to be on your
list. It had to be on. This is, it's also sort of a comedy in a way. I laugh a lot, but it was super hyper violent. It's a good old RoboCop, man.
Red.
It's about excess in the 80s, and I mean, totally quotable. Bitches leave. And
did you watch the
the
movies that made us about this?
Yep.
Yeah, it's good.
Fucking great. Peter Weller's fucking awesome. He shoots a guy in the dick. The fucking whole scene where he gets murdered and shit, that blew my mind as a fucking 8-year-old. So.
It was amazing.
Yeah. Holds up to this day. Sequel kind of holds up, but this one definitely holds up.
Yeah, without a doubt. That movie.
Clarence Boddicker is one of the best bad guys in the world.
It was
That's
great.
All I say.
Aliens. Not Alien, which, another great example, horror-ish.
And then went to more of an action.
And then went to the action. I got to tell you, Space Marines versus Xenomorphs, I fucking loved it. The characters in it were great.
And why are you not playing... fucking Starfield. It's Space Marines versus...
Because it's not aliens!
No, I can't play video games. But you know, if I start, that's my life. It becomes it. So that is a great one for me. I love it. It's so funny to me when we hear about the whole female heroes, and it's about time women finally got to be... I'm like, Ripley was the baddest bitch around.
Mm-hmm. So hot.
Nope.
40 years ago.
There was that one girl that was in Hunger Games. First one ever.
Katniss.
That's a good pick.
Yeah, I loved Aliens.
I don't know that I've seen it.
This next one of mine's going to knock your guys' fucking socks.
Oh. It's not Alien. Yeah. I don't think I saw Aliens.
Boom, right there, Cody.
I can't see it.
Yeah.
10 Things I Hate About You.
Oh, boy.
Oh, my God.
I have seen this movie probably 20 fucking times. Oh, yeah, dude. It was like on, what, HBO or something for like a whole summer.
I love this fucking movie, dude. Heath Ledger. Oh, yeah. Good shit. Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
Baby. Yeah, I was going to say, so that's all I can think
this
of.
This is the first one, I guess, that maybe I have seen from Pete, but it's good stuff.
Really? Wow. Impressive. This is the one, huh?
I guess so.
Nice little, would you call that like a high school rom-com?
Yeah, essentially. Yeah.
I didn't realize that it was loose. It's like loosely based on some shape.
Taming of the Shrew.
Yeah, yeah.
Yep.
All I know is that the chick that's in the movie with the funky teeth.
Trap Jaw?
Yeah, her. She shows her boobs to her teacher.
Yeah that's weird. It's good. There's some
Julia
weird...
Stiles. Yeah, Julia Stiles, that's right.
That's how she gets them out of detention.
Yeah, well...
It's kind
that's
of
weird.
It's
kind of classic high school.
And then, they immediately go to the next scene where they're in a paddle boat, randomly on the lake, and then they go and play paintball with balloons full of paint. It's pretty rad. So this is I had to have one offering from Marvel, and if I think of the most solid movie from Marvel that doesn't really stand, I thought about an Avengers movie because those stand on other movies. It was hard for me to pick one. So this is it. It's Captain America 2, The Winter Soldier, I think is the best. It's the best Marvel movie I think they made. It's wonderful.
It's goddamn action packed, man.
It's action packed. Yes. It's almost got a believable, almost. I mean, it's as believable as they can be. It's right. It's a superhero movie that feels very grounded in reality. I get that. So that's mine.
Brilliant. This would be my my favorite.
So
holiday movie of all time, and it's goddamn hilarious still to this day. Christmas Vacation, National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation, probably my favorite Chevy Chase role. All the other vacations were good, but this one
Christmas
for some
vacation's
reason just nailed it.
You have a hard time. I have a hard
Cousin
time
Cousin Eddie's
now.
The best in this one.
Cousin Eddie's mm-hmm. great.
Yep.
I have a hard time now that I hear how much of an asshole Chevy Chase was.
Yeah, I mean, you get that.
I've been reading
I try
that
to
stuff
separate
too.
It, but yeah, I hear he's a fucking prick. But like that scene where he's like, he's got the ladder, and it's like he puts his arm back and forth, like he can't quite get around it. I don't know. It's just.
And then he staples himself to the.
Yeah, it's definitely a physical comedy, so it's fucking great. Mm. No?
No, I'm sorry. Well, yes. I've maybe seen this once.
Oh.
And have no.
Like,
I was talking
that
well,
movie.
Like, he's like shaking his head all the time. Like,
you have to remember that Travis has zero Christmas spirit.
No,
he literally.
Totally get it.
Kane
but
was 2 years old. He was like, we're done with Santa.
Even through my, like, fuck Christmas stage, I still this like movie.
Travis never told anybody this but me, and he asked me not to tell anybody, but I'm going to because I think a podcast is a good place. Is, you know, Travis's dad used to dress up like Santa Claus and molest him.
Wow,
but
I crossed the line.
That's why he hates Christmas because he doesn't realize it was his dad. Thought it was Santa Claus.
So do you want me to skip those two?
Yeah, skip those two for sure. My dad definitely did not molest me. I just want to make that clear.
Jesus Christ,
he was not the one. So
because he still thinks it was Santa Claus.
that's
why Travis became a ho 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 in the boatyard.
The Crow. Brandon Lee.
Are you excited about this remake?
Yeah, I am because I like that actor too. It'll never.
What girl did they get?
They didn't.
They got the It guy.
That guy played It.
Skarsgård.
Yeah. The Crow for me was probably right at that perfect age. It was dark, brooding. He was unstoppable. It was a cool little action story.
Except when it came to a fake gun.
Okay.
Wow.
Everybody
just,
dressed up like him for Halloween.
I definitely did. Like multiple times.
Everybody did.
Yeah. And I still, like, when I see somebody at a con dressed like it, I'm like, I got to get your picture.
Yeah.
I just, it's one of those.
Titties and Crow. That's what Travis looking
Crow
for.
Titties.
I would be, really, if they picked a girl and she was attractive, I would be down. But I was just, it was such a great one for me. I read the comic, loved it, and I still to this day.
I haven't seen this since I was 10 years old.
Seabolt named his kid Draven.
Wow. I mean, it touched. There's a portion of people it definitely touched.
Like Santa.
Real quick, I got just a quick little story about the crow. High school, I was allowed to run the my senior year because I was a library aide because I obviously they wanted me not to be in any classes that mattered. I was the library aide.
And Travis is the library aide.
I was also an office aide in the same like with second hours.
Teachers. Travis is like, let me come over here and try the Dewey Decimal System.
They wouldn't give me more than one aide class, yeah. So I took psychology a second time, and that was just Mr. Janzik along with being the office aide.
Yeah. All right, we got to stay on track.
Yeah, it's okay. So I get to run the morning announcements, and part of the morning announcements, I would, you know, I'd run, like, do a little thing where someone read the announcements or whatever stupid stuff, but I got to produce it.
This is how you started down to be a podcaster.
Yes. This is how I started down this road. So what I would do is I could put movies in, and we're talking VHS, but I would bring my Dumb and Dumber, Crow, I would bring those movies in, pop them in, and I would then play just a small section of that movie as part of the announcements. And what I didn't know is when I put the VHS tape in, it started playing. And so then when the announcements got done, it just switched over to that machine. Well, it wasn't at the spot that I had keyed up. It's at the spot where this dude is throwing knives at Eric. He grabs the guy, slams him up against the wall, and the guy goes, "You're out of your motherfucking mind, man!" And he fucking pulls all the knives. And like a teacher walks into the library and looks at me and goes, "Did that just say what I think he said?"
No, it didn't. Nope, you're still drunk from last night.
The whole high school. Every TV in the whole high school. I remember I'm walking down the hallway. Here comes the principal. We had this principal that was like a badass. Like when you came in, people are like, he slams people up against walls.
Like Strickland?
Yeah, it was hardcore.
So this is why you chose your profession. You wanted to make up for all those wrongs.
No, I get
this
down
is the
to?
Creating of a superhero. This is with great power comes great responsibility moment.
I, you guys, if I could go back and get some of these videos, I definitely made a few mistakes because you can imagine my sense of humor. But I'm walking down, that principal's walking toward me. We always joked around that he just drank all the time because his face was just fire engine red all the time. He gets up to me. And I go, "I am really sorry, sir. That was a complete accident." He goes, "Accident happened, Trav." Slash me on the back.
"I just want you to graduate and get the fuck out of here."
Get out of here, you son of a bitch.
Pete. All right. Yeah.
What is this?
Con Air.
These are all so small, I can't see them.
I don't know why it's so fucking small.
I just
small. Save
them and send them. I'm sorry, okay? Con Air.
Somehow worse than Travis.
The hair
best
blowing.
Southern accent. Number two.
No, it's the
number
worst.
Number two, right behind James Van Der Beek in Varsity Blues.
Oh, my God. It's horrible.
"I don't want to live your life."
What is his problem?
My name
my first
is Nicholas.
Is a lot.
Nicholas Cage.
"My grandmama lived in a trailer. Where'd you put my daughter's picture, you shit-eating peck of head?"
That movie holds up.
Oh, it's so good.
A lot of great actors in it.
Fucking John Malkovich.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Steve Buscemi.
I was just admiring your cage.
Oh, yeah, Buscemi is in
there.
Isn't Chris
is
Rock
John
in it?
Leguizamo?
Yeah, no, it's Dave Chappelle.
Dave Chappelle.
Yeah, pinball.
Sorry,
super young Dave Chappelle.
Pinball Parker.
Dazed and Confused.
None of you.
Awesomest dope fiend. I'm a hell of a nice guy.
Green
I just got caught.
Isn't the Green Mile?
Oh, the fuck
movie. Half-Baked, I was thinking.
No.
We really don't have time.
Let's go. Next.
Nope.
Steve,
none of you will have seen this movie.
Oh my God!
Holy
you don't get to judge a motherfucker ever.
Okay,
how
so
old
I gotta,
are you?
I have a very diverse. I've watched
cover,
a lot of old
this
stuff.
This cover was colored at a later date than when the movie was made.
A young Obi-Wan, Sir Alec Guinness on the left there. This is a great war film. I didn't know it existed until we were talking about. I was in my history class. My history teacher, who I really liked, said, "Best movie I ever saw, Bridge on the River Kwai." Went to freaking Family Video. I rented it. I watched it. It is a fantastic movie. If people can think, if you can think and, you know, appreciate stuff, maybe you should try.
1957.
Yes.
Wow.
I watched a lot of old movies. How many of you have seen Casablanca?
My dad was born in 1960.
I don't think that's the flex you
that
think.
Doesn't mean,
that
doesn't
movie
mean,
came out before my dad was born.
Okay, so that doesn't mean there's no value in
it
those
does
movies.
It does.
So listen.
It does.
This is when this values, is what gets Steve
made,
off.
We're completely
what
at a different level. Like, yeah, it's a different set of values.
Yes.
This is what gets Steve off. British POWs are forced to build a railway bridge across the River Kwai for their Japanese captors in occupied Burma, not knowing that the Allied forces are planning a daring commando raid right through the jungle to destroy it.
Amazing.
It's a good movie. That sounds like fun.
Sure.
Predator's probably better.
That's where...
Jeremy.
Oh. Eat your damn Casadilla.
Here we
it's
go.
From that movie. Everybody, you've all heard it. It's very iconic.
Yeah, we have.
Napoleon Dynamite.
Napoleon Dynamite. Mm. Oh, no. I had no idea what to fucking expect when this movie came on.
It's a sledgehammer.
And just the whole fucking, do whatever I want, gosh. Like, just the whole, it's so fucking quotable. Yes. The steak to the face scene is absolutely brilliant.
Very, very, you can watch that movie over and over and find different things that are funny that you didn't think. Uncle Rico is my favorite character.
Yeah, absolutely.
Uncle Rico.
You fucking, you look into that movie, there are so many things, like when they tell you the stories about it, it makes it even better. So don't make a sequel, please.
Don't ruin it.
Don't ruin it.
The sequels of this were okay, but I'm going to tell you.
I just brought this up.
You just said it.
Mother. Predator.
Predator, for me, is the best Arnold Schwarzenegger movie ever made. Just like we've talked about, if this movie is on television, I'm watching it.
You might be right, dude. This might be better.
Unfortunately, I've seen the last 30 minutes 100 times.
Because of TV.
Yeah.
Predator for me was, I mean, it was the shit. It was combining these two things that I just love. Badass dudes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Big old muscly
big
arms.
Monsters.
Yeah. And a badass monster.
Can you make that noise? I think you can do the noise. Can't you do the noise? I feel like you can do the noise.
Yes, that's exactly like the Predator.
Kill me. Kill me now. Come on.
I'm just like the Predator. All right.
Now Pete's hard again.
Yeah. God damn. My next one, heavy weights. Kids go to fat camp. Crazy Ben Stiller. Just awesome. Absolutely fucking classic. It's one of my son's favorite movies.
Never seen it.
Oh my god.
Who are the main actors?
Never seen this. No. Watch this movie.
It's good.
So Ben Stiller plays kind of like the, what I would call him a villain. I call him an antagonist. But it's the kids. It's three of the kids from the Mighty Ducks. I mean, Kel Thompson. It's all the kids from the
90s.
Yeah, from the other movies. You know what I mean?
Yeah. He plays he buys a fat camp.
Yep.
He purchases it from a really nice guy.
Yeah, to do a fitness infomercial.
Yeah, he purchases it from a really nice guy, but he's an ex-fat kid. So now Ben Stiller's, it's basically his same role that he did in Dodgeball.
Yeah.
He's that character.
Only a fat camp with kids.
So now it's a real fat camp where we're going to get fit instead of a nice fat camp where you find who you are and just have
and
fun.
Be okay.
Yeah.
Oh, this movie for me, I can't, this is one that if it's on, I jump in and I start watching it every single freaking time.
You can't handle the truth. That one?
Yes. Jack Nicholson's performance, the courtroom scene at the end, it is just fucking amazing. I don't care what
pretty
you
good.
Say. You guys
it,
probably all
think it was a good movie. It was a good movie to watch once. I don't.
Yeah, once I
don't
saw
know.
It one time. I was like, that's
have
pretty
you tried
good.
It again?
Never got to see it
I
again.
Would never have the desire, I don't think.
The acting. See, I think I'm a little bit more
refined,
dialed into to nuance and you know, really.
No.
Are you talking shit about Napoleon Dynamite right now?
I love that, too.
Because the acting in that
it's
was...
It's not the Bridge to Terabithia or the bridge to Kauai.
the Bridges of Madison County.
Way better.
Yeah, that was pretty good, actually.
We have 5 minutes, Jeremy.
All right. UHF.
We've got figures to review.
Best goddamn... No, we don't. We're not going to... That's not going to happen at all.
UHF, Weird Al Yankovic.
Yep. Went up against fucking Batman and Honey, I Shrunk the Kids and shit. Totally failed in the theater. Has become such a huge cult classic. It is classic Al and his humor all over that bitch. Totally quotable. Mm-hmm. Michael Richards.
Not that one.
Fucking great. Thank you.
Yeah.
Go watch it.
This should have been on my list.
This is my favorite Western of all time. Tombstone. Doc Holliday. Oh, Peter.
I'm your Huckleberry.
Oh, my God.
You need to see
Val Kilmer and the mustache.
This will be the one.
How old's your son?
What?
How old's your son?
12.
Yeah, you need to watch this.
You need to see this.
Your son when he's 12. It is... Yeah.
Well, he is 12, so that works. I think I just said that.
Yeah, do it. What are you saying? You need to watch it when he's 12. Don't wait until he's 13. Yeah.
There are so many quotes in this movie. Johnny Ringo, you look like somebody just walked across your grave.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yes. Go.
All right.
right here. Yeah, Happy Gilmore.
The Price is Wrong.
The Price is Wrong, bitch. Go, you know, everybody, you know, it's your home. Are you too good for your home? Answer me. Yeah. Suck my white ass ball. I mean, just
Ben Stiller was a fucking bad guy in that too.
Nursing home aid.
Nursing home.
Jesus. Yeah.
Treat his grandma like shit.
I tell you what, I'm all about diversity, and my list is diverse.
No.
This movie is the best. It's the high point for Disney. Belle is the hottest princess. Gaston is the best villain.
Cody's moving.
It was amazing sounds or music in it. I love this movie.
You are a bitch.
It has shaped me to be the person that I am.
What about
I saw this in the theater and wanted to kill myself afterwards.
Wow.
Jesus.
I'm glad you didn't, though. Well,
what did you think of the live action?
I didn't like
following the old man footsteps, huh?
It was all about Belle, like, oh, babe, oh, I'm a woman, and nobody takes me responsible. It was like, you don't need all that shit. That wasn't what the story is about. Shut up.
Man. I can't see.
What happened?
What just happened?
Are you kidding me?
You don't want to know.
You don't want to know. It was dark.
It's one of those that you hope that Steve just talks right over.
Yeah, and he did. Thank you.
The end of the show has the if you have suicidal thoughts, call this call this number. We need.
You don't pass one like
disclaimer.
That. You don't pass one like that.
No, you
can't do it.
My favorite horror movie of all time, The Shining.
Never seen it.
Wow, are you crazy?
Never seen it.
Oh my god!
What?
It's fucking brilliant from top to bottom.
Horror
is an amazing movie.
Horror would be my least genre that I'm familiar with.
So it's not like a big bloody gory horror movie. It's more of, I guess, sort of like a
psychological
crazy,
thriller,
like a thriller type of thing. And it's just really fucked up. The whole
Traffic
the way it's shot, everything. It's just goddamn brilliant. So his descent into madness is just
top
notch. And it's Nicholson.
It's amazing.
He's so good.
Amazing.
So good.
Did you watch the sequel movie that just came out recently? Not really
Doctor
sequel.
Sleep. Doctor
Sleep.
Yep.
I love that.
Good.
Nah, it's not this.
It was good.
It's not this, but it was good. Yeah. Yep.
That's a prequel, right?
We're supposed to join it.
No.
See, right?
Something like that. Yeah. We got to move. Yep. Here we go. Dawn of the Dead.
You're going to be flexible, aren't
they? I said...
this is black and white, isn't it?
No, this one wasn't. This is the second one.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
The first one was Night of the Living Dead.
Yep. Dawn of the Dead and then Day of the Dead. Dawn of the Dead is the one that takes place in the mall.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, kind of we grew up in that mall kind of time. And, like, there was
Let's
just so cool.
Let's go to the mall.
Yes.
Yeah.
Today.
If you went to Muskegon Mall back then, chances are you get stabbed.
And I did. There was just something about that movie. I love zombie movies, so for me that was, like...
It's great.
That was one of those.
The remake was good, too.
Yeah, I love the remake.
Fucking A. Right, doggy. The Goonies.
The Goonies. This is
the
epic.
The Goonies is a fucking epic classic. And
it's ridiculous, but it's epic.
But it's our time. It's our time down here. That's how I feel every time we're in Travis's basement.
I've
it's our time down here.
Like this movie a lot with my kids.
When you
and
bang
I still
on pipes,
want to have sex with Andy.
When you bang on pipes, things come out of the ground and shit. It doesn't make any sense. There's a bunch of dumb shit in it,
that
but
one
it still
really
is a great movie.
Freak me out, man.
The octopus was very scary, but it's in only in like one like version
it's
of
in a,
it.
Yeah, deleted scene.
Yep.
Yep.
This is the movie that helped make me who I am today.
Conan.
Arnold in the pit fighter. Arnold in the pit fighting scene is where.
Never seen this.
That was just you. That was
that's
just
his review.
That's a real good one.
I love it. I'll have to watch it someday. One of these days I will.
Jeez, Jeremy.
Conan was amazing.
My favorite comic book movie of all time. It pretty much nailed the source material, and it still holds up to this day, despite being able to see the random production flaws and whatnot. But
I just watched
Teenage,
it last week.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. It I can watch this every single time it comes on, and I will just put it on because it fucking nails it.
As a child listening to Raph cuss, I thought it was the
coolest. He said damn three times in that movie, and it changed my life.
I thought it was the coolest thing.
I was like, fuck, piss, fart!
No wonder everybody loved Raph.
So this is your all-time favorite movie?
No, I think this is my 9.
Isn't it? It should be number 9.
Yeah, this is 9. But it was a 9, but I put it in there because Steve kept stealing.
This is another one you couldn't
make. What's your number 1? I see.
American Pie. Yeah, it's a little different world now, right?
Yeah, you can't drink cum in movies anymore.
You can't videotape a girl without her knowing and broadcast it with her naked everywhere?
All her boobs in that movie changed my life.
So there might have been some questionable things in this movie.
But that's why we love it.
There definitely were, and it was great.
Yeah.
I just... And it's like
Stifler is one of the best fucking characters yeah. ever.
I modeled my life after him.
We got a Stifler.
I have an 11-inch penis around. You know what I mean? Like, he just classic Stifler.
Loved Stifler.
The problem was is Sean William Scott became Stifler in everything that he ever did,
which was unfortunate.
You know,
recently they said he made only $8,000 for the movie. Like somewhere like $8,000 to $10,000 was what he made.
That's probably why he did all those sequels.
No, I believe that. I definitely believe that. By the way,
he's overpaid.
It's Always Sunny, and he was on there.
Yep.
Yeah.
I watched it 9,000 times, and it took me 9,000 times to realize that Stifler's calling him shit break, not shit brick.
Yeah.
And it made more sense because
now it's a funny joke.
Yeah, because he couldn't shit at school, so he had to leave.
He had to take a break.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought it was shit brick.
Yeah. Okay. No, shit break.
Shit break.
Yep.
Okay.
All right. Where are we at?
Princess Bride.
Oh. Number two, The Princess Bride.
Next week, this could be on my top 10.
It's Princess Bride. I'm not going to fucking tell you guys why it's so great. It's the fucking Princess Bride. Go ahead, Steve.
Amazing movie.
Didn't really do a lot for me.
Really?
I don't hate it.
Yeah, hold on. Stop. Hammer time. does anybody want to wager a guess at what Steven's number one is?
Before he unveils it? After a couple movies that he's dropped, I honestly could not ever guess what his number one was.
His number one was already on there to me.
I would have picked the Jedi, but all right, go ahead, Steve. I thought it'd be fun to try to guess everybody's last one. Number one.
I'm lost.
Hey, miss.
Here it comes. Yep.
This one?
Yep, I think so.
Yeah.
Yep.
Saving Private Ryan.
Saving Private Ryan was the, is it just,
that's a great movie.
It's a great movie. It's devastating. When you watched it, I saw that in the theater, had no idea what to expect.
I actually saw this in the theater as well.
And that first 20 minutes of D-Day blew my fucking mind, and it has made it's
terrified just, me of war.
Yes, it is. And
that
it,
where
that
he's got the knife and he's
that's a hard scene.
Into his fucking heart.
I can't even watch it, and he just gives up. He knows it's coming at the end. He's like, no. He tries to talk him out of it, and you know you're just desperate. The movie is fucking fantastic. If it's not your number one, then you need to cut your penis off.
Well, consider my dick chopped because
we all know what Jeremy's is going to be.
No Apocalypse Now on your list, Steve.
Apocalypse Now is good.
It's not Saving Private
much
Ryan.
Better.
Gotcha.
In my opinion. Have you seen it, right?
Yeah.
Cody? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Shit list, but
I already said what
I'm
my
I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. That was a good list.
But I would have known that.
Yeah.
Because
we know you.
Yeah.
You guys are all going to guess mine too. I have no idea what Trav's going to be.
It's also a horror, I guess technically a horror comedy. Ghostbusters, number one. Bill Murray is just brilliant through the whole fucking thing. The whole thing is just, I don't know. It's great. Holds up to this day. Gets even funnier because there's shit I missed.
Yeah, yeah. And
as a kid, I'm just like, they're shooting ghosts! Yeah. And now I'm like, oh, wow. Why? Wait, how was he able to knock her out?
That is a lot of funny.
Did he carry fucking drugs on him? All right. Well, that's funny.
Yeah.
He's going to bang that hot blonde.
My number one. It's Endgame.
Okay.
I have not...
With good reason.
I have not felt... And I... Avengers, I totally understand what you're saying about the original Avengers.
Mm-hmm.
Something about Endgame and how, like, final a lot of the shit was in it. And I'm going to tell you, when Thor's hammer lifts up and flies to Cap's hand,
he yells, I knew it! Yeah. You know what I mean?
I still get goosebumps every time I see the scene. I really enjoyed that movie. And, you know, with my superhero, like, reading it was
lots of payoff and
just gave you everything you wanted
The one comment that will always get me over that one is on your right.
Oh yeah,
I mean just super woo.
Yep.
I mean I sat there at San Marcos and just bawled with you guys.
This is wild.
It's wild.
A bunch of grown men.
It'll never be like that again.
Nope. And it probably won't.
It won't.
Yeah. Which is sad.
Everybody knows my final, I would assume. Right? Take a guess? No?
Okay. I would have guessed. I had Tommy Boy.
It makes sense.
For some reason, my brain... It's funny. My brain didn't go Tommy Boy, but it went Chris Farley.
Yeah. Well, that was the hard part. Sometimes Chris, just picking between people.
Yeah. Chris Farley is obviously an idol of mine, and I don't think that's never been a secret. This movie fucking changed my life.
It was the dumbest plot, but like
fun.
It fucking worked through the whole thing.
So fun. Yeah. I can sit and I can quote the damn thing beginning to end. It's amazing.
So, I know we said we weren't going to let Matt say his list, but I'm going to let him say his number one.
He should
real
say
quick,
his number one.
Real quick, I got one thing before we do that. I want everybody to sit back, and I want everybody to imagine, okay, Kevin James, right? I want you to sit back and imagine Chris Farley in every Kevin James role that you've seen.
Yeah.
Because that's what we would have had he not died.
Yeah.
You know, could you imagine him in Grown Ups?
100%.
You know what I mean? Him as Paul Blart? Chris Farley is Paul Blart?
100%.
Yeah. So, but.
That was one of the tragic ones.
Oh, yeah.
Sure. And, the only one that I'm glad that they passed up on, though, was actually Shrek. Like, I think Shrek works without his voice.
But they didn't pass up. He had most of it done when he died. And they went so, and they tried to just mimic him to finish it, and couldn't. So then they brought Mike Myers in, and he was like, "Nope, I don't like this." And then he went with a Scottish accent. There's only one clip that I'm aware of, and it's just storyboard sketches of Chris Farley saying the lines. That's ever been released. But it's easy to say that. Because I think Mike Myers is amazing in that. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But no, when it comes to like celebrities dying, like it's a bummer. Like I remember that actually affecting me.
Oh, 100%.
And like I've never met that guy, but like it was one of those where, and normally that doesn't bother me. And Chris Farley, it actually upset me. Like it upset me like Black Panther dying to Pearson. Like my son was devastated when he died. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So. All right, just showing my number one. It actually technically isn't a number one, it's just a top 10, but it's the one that I grabbed. Great movie, great story, rewatchable, family movie.
Absolutely loved it.
Love the actors in it.
Big Fish is what they're talking about.
Yeah, oh, sorry for your audio only. Big Fish. But I had Usual Suspects on mine. Ooh. The Truman Show, Dead Poets Society. I had a couple other ones that were great. Tombstone was actually on mine as well. You guys have some really Prince of Thieves was on
there. Waterworld.
That was on there as well.
Yeah. You are a predictable Puerto Rican.
You guys have some nice, diverse lists. You know what would be interesting? If you guys really stepped up your game like Offworld and you guys recommended movies to each other and then you watched them and talked about them, that'd be
real,
cool.
Real quick,
that's
a good idea.
I think they took that from us.
A fellow podcaster whom we love actually shared his list in the chat, and I'm going to bang that out real quick. Jesse Arnold, Just Shelve It, 9 o'clock Sunday nights. He's with that fat guy that's trying to not be fat. I don't remember his name.
Jesus Christ. soon as you try to lose weight, so, he's dead to pee. He's sitting right here in front of you.
Yeah, what the fuck?
Number 13, Empire Records, Finding Neverland, Secret Life of Walter Mitty, Gross Point Blank, King Kong, 2005. I believe that's the Jack Black one.
That's a good one.
The Fifth Element, The Ghost in the Darkness, Moulin Rouge, Gladiator, The Greatest Showman. His top three.
Fudge!
His top three, Knight's Tale, amazing.
Good.
Love it. That's it could have been on my list easily. Galaxy Quest, and of course, number one, Princess Bride. And I love how...
Empire Records was good.
I love how Dusty Standiford says, I said, good Lord, what a rush. Fucking from Broken Arrow in the chat. There's a ton of people. People are saying dumb shit like Braveheart and...
Braveheart is fucking good.
Braveheart was good. It would not be on my top.
It was good when I watched it, but
Maverick says Treasure Planet. We're like, we don't watch Disney Channel. We don't know what you're talking about.
I do.
Titan A.E.
Texas Chainsaw Massacre, bitches. See that one.
10 Things is great. Spaceballs is Maverick's number one comedy. You're not old enough to say that.
See Midsummer.
Oh.
See Heredity.
All right.
Three Amigos was on my top.
So what do we got to do? We got to shut this show down?
Yep. Shut this show down. Hard out.
Guys,
and,
Red Death is amazing. I wish we'll talk about it some other time, I guess. We're going to have to.
Maybe later.
Maybe we'll figure it out. But it's sitting here. If you didn't get one, you're dumb. Bye. I'm going to play some music now. How do I play?
Oh, damn it. He's right. I totally read Jesse's top three, and it's actually the fat guy's top three. I just kept reading. So, but he didn't super chat.
All right, we're going to try to go do another show with our buddies from Europe, and hopefully we can figure out the tech so that we can make this happen. I'm a little nervous because Cody doesn't even know that we're doing this. Later, everybody.
Bye.
man.